This is a podcast from the University of Manchester's Jodrell Bank Centre for Astrophysics. For more details, see jodcast.net.
We're here with Dr. Tess Jaffe, who's here to talk to us about the CMB and a little bit about the science. So, first of all, can you tell us what the CMB actually is?
Well, the CMB is basically the heat that's left over from the Big Bang. When we look out at the universe today, we can see that everything is moving away from us. Everything is moving away from everything else. That doesn't mean we're at the center of the universe, just everything is moving away from everything else. And you extrapolate back in time, everything must have been a lot closer together. And if you get things really dense, they start to heat up. And so we imagine that in the early universe, everything was very, very hot. And the radiation left over from that is what we see today as the cosmic microwave background. It's cold radiation. It's about 3 Kelvin, which we measure in the microwave bands. And microwaves are possible to observe from the Earth, but it's easier to get above the atmosphere, so we tend to observe them from space, thus the launch of the Planck satellite.
And just for our listeners, Kelvin is a measure of temperature, and 273 degrees Kelvin is 0 degrees Celsius.
Right. Yep. It's very, very cold. It's the coldest radiation. So the point of observing the CMB is, first of all, when it was first discovered in the 60s, it was the first direct evidence that the Big Bang hypothesis was in fact likely to be true. At the time, there was a great deal of debate about whether the Big Bang was remotely realistic. The term itself was coined in a derogative way. It was meant, oh, you think the universe started in some kind of Big Bang? And the term stuck. And it turns out that, yes, the universe did start in some kind of a Big Bang. And one of the key pieces of evidence of that is the fact that if you look around in any direction, you see the heat that's left over. You see the CMB. Now, the CMB is not just one temperature of 3 Kelvin. It's actually got minute fluctuations. They're very small fluctuations of 10 to the minus 5. So we're talking about millikelvin and microkelvin fluctuations. And those fluctuations encode a lot of information about the physics in the very early universe. The radiation itself comes from about a few hundred thousand years after the Big Bang, which was almost 14 billion years ago. So it's telling us about the very, very early universe. It's basically a snapshot of the birth of the universe. And the fluctuations have a lot of physics in them. There's information about a lot of different physics. And in particular, one of the things that Planck hopes to detect is fluctuations in the polarization of this radiation, which we hypothesize are due to gravity waves in the early universe, which will tell us a lot about inflation theory, what happened in the first 10 to the minus 34 seconds of the universe's life.
Wow, that's pretty impressive.
That is very impressive. So the Planck satellite is actually going to be cryogenically cooled. What is the reasoning for this?
Well, if you want to detect a very cold radiation, your detectors have to be very cold as well, in short.
Well, thank you very much for talking to us.
It was a pleasure.